At the State Capitol building in Illinois, Dave Rushalelli is fighting an invasion.
They come in by the flocks. They'll land in the north yard in our oak tree grove, and it'll be solid black with starlings, and then they move their way into the Capitol itself.
Rushalelli is the lead yard supervisor at the Illinois State House. The Capitol has been in use since the 1880s, and Rushalelli is only the latest combatant in a long line of Capitol caretakers who've battled the birds.
We have such a problem with them, the bird droppings coming down. Droppings get so heavy sometimes that it's just totally disgusting when you walk into the building. And sometimes at night when you come into the building, you actually get fresh droppings, which is even a little bit worse than the dried ones.
So just how bad does it get? Mike Helton is a contractor who helps Rushalelli clean up after the birds have bombarded the marble and granite porches of the State House.
I've taken as many as 30 bags off a porch.
Now we're talking about 30-gallon garbage bags.
30-gallon garbage bags, right. And like I said, I've taken as many as 30 off each balcony before. Right now we've got pigeons, starlings, sparrows, you name it, they're here. So it's real bad in the wintertime.
From the top of the Corinthian Column, some 50 feet overhead, years and years of bird visits have left white streaks all the way down. On each of the columns, it looks like someone above splashed a couple of buckets of whitewash on a windy day. Helton and his helper just scoop and spray off what they can reach.
We basically get as far as we can reach up with a 4,000 PSI power washer, and it's hot water, so we're talking 6-8 feet maybe. Off the deck.
Basically, you're cleaning the bottom of the birdcage.
Right. You got it.
But the state of Illinois is fighting back. State House Yard Supervisor Dave Rushalelli says he's got several weapons in his arsenal.
Well, we've used electronic deterrent systems, which we're using now. We've used the stainless steel spikes that they won't roost on. And we've also used propane air cannons that go off at a random timing, more or less as a big boom sound, just scare them off.
Rushalelli says he's even got a couple of falcons on the grounds. They love to eat the pigeons, but the mercenary birds won't go after the starlings. Rushalelli is not alone. Each year in the U.S., birds cause tens of millions of dollars in building damage. A whole industry is developed around trying to keep birds away from buildings. Mona Zemsky is a spokesperson for the Chicago-based company BirdX. The company has sold products to repel birds from Detroit's Tiger Stadium, Chicago's Navy Pier, and many major corporations. Zemsky says ornate buildings like the Illinois Capitol really attract birds.
My guess is that even though they're using a good combination, it's not enough of an incentive. Whatever it is that's desirable about the Capitol building is so desirable that they're choosing to remain and to be stubborn.
Zemsky says besides being a nuisance, birds can cause a lot of damage to buildings because bird droppings are very acidic.
Bird droppings go unremoved. It can literally eat away structure. It can also eat away metal. It can eat away wood. The excrement, if it piles up enough, can just really do horrible, horrible damage physically.
Of course, BirdX and its competitors offer a variety of products to chase birds away, but help might be coming from the federal government. Although pigeons, starlings, and English sparrows have been around for a long time in the U.S., they're actually non-native species. The Clinton administration is urging Congress to approve a $12.8 million a year increase to combat invasive species. That's nearly twice the current spending, and those birds would be among the targeted pests. In the meantime, at the Illinois Capitol, Dave Rushalelli is adding to his arsenal.
Well, we've looked into a couple different things. We're looking into a netting kind of situation where we could actually stop them from getting to the points where they roost rather than letting them get in and try to repel them from there. And we're also looking into a system that has proven effective in airports and the Indiana State Capitol, and it's supposed to work pretty good. So we're looking into that system, too.
If Rushalelli is successful, the birds won't be harmed. They'll just be looking for a new place to roost. Maybe on a building near you. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.